We started this morning in Chicago in the United States, where, as our correspondent Sean Wheeling was telling us, there was a rapturous reception for the Democrats' choice of candidate to be the next president there, just weeks after the current chief decided not to continue his bid for another 4 years. Kamala Harris, Vice President of the United States, the first woman of color put forward for the top job, gave a 45-minute address to her party's convention. She talked directly about her opponent, Donald Trump, comparing him to dictators.
I will not cozy up to tyrants and dictators like Kim Jong-un who are rooting for Trump. Because, you know, they know he is easy to manipulate with flattery and favors. They know Trump won't hold autocrats accountable because he wants to be an autocrat himself.
She also spoke about the war in Gaza.
I will always stand up for Israel's right to defend itself, and I will always ensure Israel has the ability to defend itself. At the same time, what has happened in Gaza over the past 10 months is devastating. So many innocent lives lost. Desperate, hungry people fleeing for safety over and over again. The scale of suffering is heartbreaking.
And she finished with a plea to get the vote out.
So let's get out there. Let's fight for it. Let's get out there. Let's vote for it. And together, let us write the next great chapter in the most extraordinary story ever.
We're joined now by Bob Schmuel, Professor Emeritus of American Studies and Journalism at the University of Notre Dame in Indiana in the United States. Bob, good morning. Good to speak to you again.
Good morning, Gavin. How are you?
So how do you think she did?
I think she did very well. She had to introduce herself for a number of reasons, probably most importantly because the Vice President of the United States is really someone in the shadows. The vice president is as much a cheerleader as a member of the administration. And she also had to introduce herself because she had not been in the primaries and caucuses during the spring. So this was a whole new way of showing who she is, what she believes, and what she might do. And in that sense, I think the speech was successful.
So, who is she then?
I think she's a sincere, a smart, an interesting person who has set high goals for herself and achieved them in the past, with the exception in 2019 of getting very far in the presidential nominating process that year for 2020. But what you have to say is that in recent history in America, the vice president has been a well-known figure in Washington. Certainly we would say that about a Joe Biden, we'd say it about a Dick Cheney, we'd say it about a Al Gore. In her case, she had only been in the Senate for the first years of a first term. And so she wasn't well known. She had trouble at the very beginning, which led her to sort of move away from whatever spotlight would be shown on her. So that last night was terribly important just to get her back into the conversation and in terms of interpreting how people would view her as a potential president.
For many people, her most important characteristics is she's not Joe Biden and she's not Donald Trump. But who is she trying to appeal to in order to win? Is it holding on to those votes, the people who voted for Biden? Is it new voters? She's hardly looking to persuade people who've already voted for Donald Trump in two elections, is she?
That's accurate, certainly. What she is definitely trying to do is enlarge the constituency that was supporting Joe Biden. So many of the people who were younger, many people who would be in minorities here in the States, were just not getting on board with Joe Biden. And she has brought them along. And thus far, let's face it, she has only been in this a little more than a month. And she has been able to excite the younger people, excite minorities. The one group that where she's lagging, and it's kind of interesting because they're heavy voters, are males of a certain age, and particularly white males of a certain age. So I think Tim Walz, as the vice president, is going to be working that territory as assiduously as he can. But last night, as I say, was an introduction, and certainly during the debate on September 10th, we're going to get an even clearer picture of who she is and how she might deal with things.
Gaza, Bob, is she offering to do anything different to Biden? Any hint that she would tell Netanyahu to stop the war?
That's a great question. She certainly wouldn't do it now. I don't see her breaking with the administration over it. I think what we heard last night was the first sort of full-throated way of, I don't know how you full-throatedly walk a tightrope, but you can imagine that image yourself. In that she was willing to say things about Gaza and about the Palestinian cause that seemed sharper and more direct than what we have heard in the past from Joe Biden. Again, it's the defense and all of that for Israel, but she at least came out stronger than those in the past, and even herself, in saying that, one, this has to end, and two, let's do something for the Palestinian people.
How is and how will Donald Trump adjust to the change of candidate? Because certainly listening to him over the last 4 weeks, you'd almost imagine he misses Joe Biden.
Oh, he misses him terribly. And he had him on the ropes, you might say. I mean, there are all sorts of stories over here saying that Donald Trump is really on the road to a landslide victory. That has certainly changed, and we're not hearing that at all. But let's face it, Donald Trump has one mode, and that is to attack. And while Joe Biden was in the race, that was a fairly easy target. But now you have a new candidate, a younger, more vigorous candidate, someone who is a woman and someone who is a woman of color. And he just is not able to modulate and to figure out exactly how to deal with this particular campaign. It's becoming a tired and an old act. He is calling her a communist and Comrade Kamala and things like that. But these are hollow charges that thus far have not resonated with the people beyond his base. And again, his base is still strong. It will be a very close election. But I don't see it as enlarging that base.
Is Robert Kennedy going to help him?
In a modest way, possibly. But he has dropped in the polls in the past several weeks considerably. He's down about 3% in the ones that I have seen. The question with him is, even if he endorses Donald Trump, as many say that he will, whether people who were actually supporting him would go to Trump. There are some who were just going with Robert Kennedy. Those people might sit on the couch and sit on their hands come election day.
Long way to go. I'm sure we'll be talking to you between now and November. Bob Schmuel, Emeritus Professor of American Studies and Journalism at the University of Notre Dame. Thank you very much for speaking to us again this morning.